I don't trust him, Sigrid put in from the fire, where she was making bannocks on a stone. Rorik, recovering from his sickness, was helping her, while Thyra as ever was spinning. I think he's an outlaw, Sigrid said.
He probably is, Ragnar allowed. But my ship doesn't care if its oars are pulled by outlaws.
He reached for a bannock and had his hand slapped away by Sigrid, who said the cakes were for Yule. The Yule feast was the biggest celebration of the year. A whole week of food and ale and mead and fights and laughter and drunken men vomiting in the snow. Ragnar's men gathered at Sinningthwaite, and there were horse races, wrestling matches, competitions in throwing spears, axes and rocks, and my favourite, the tug of war, where two teams of men or boys tried to pull the other into a cold stream. I saw Wayland watching me as I wrestled with a boy a year older than me. Wayland already looked more prosperous. His rags were gone, and he wore a cloak of fox fur. I got drunk that Yule for the first time. Helplessly drunk so that my legs would not work, and I lay moaning with a throbbing head, and Ragnar roared with laughter and made me drink more mead until I threw up. Ragnar, of course, won the drinking competition, and Ravan recited a long poem about some ancient hero who killed a monster, and then the monster's mother, who was even more fearsome than her son. But I was too drunk to remember much of it. And after the Yule feast, I discovered something new about the Danes and their gods, for Ragnar had ordered a great pit dug in the woods above his house, and Rorik and I helped make the pit in a clearing. We axed through tree roots, shoveled out earth, and still Ragnar wanted it deeper, and he was only satisfied when he could stand in the base of the pit and not see across its lip. A ramp led down into the hole, beside which was a great heap of excavated soil. The next night, all Ragnar's men, but no women, walked to the pit in the darkness. We boys carried pitch-soaked torches that flamed under the trees, casting flickering shadows that melted into the surrounding darkness. The men were all dressed and armed as though they were going to war. Blind Ravan waited at the pit, standing at the far side from the ramp, and he chanted a great epic in praise of Odin. On and on it went, the words as hard and rhythmic as a drum beat, describing how the great god had made the world from the corpse of the giant Ymir, and how he had hurled the sun and moon into the sky, and how his spear Gungnir was the mightiest weapon in creation, forged by dwarves in the world's deeps. And on the poem went, and the men gathered around the pit seemed to sway to the poem's pulse, sometimes repeating a phrase. And I confess I was almost as bored as when Beokr used to drone on in his stammering Latin, and I stared out into the woods, watching the shadows, wondering what things moved in the dark, and thinking of Shea Dugengen.